开你的般若波罗蜜多心经这个法本第三面，般若波罗蜜多心经，观自在菩萨行深般若波罗蜜多时，照见五蕴皆空，度一切苦厄，舍利子，色不异空，空不异色，色即是空，空即是色，受想行识亦复如是。舍利子，是诸法空相，不生不灭，不垢不净，不增不减，是故空中无色，无受想行识，无眼耳鼻舌身意，无色声香味触法，无眼界，乃至无意识界，无无明，亦无无明尽，乃至无老死，亦无老死尽，无苦集灭道，无智亦无得，以无所得故，菩提萨陀，依般若波罗蜜多故，心无挂碍，无挂碍故，无有恐怖，远离颠倒梦想，究竟涅槃。三世诸佛，依般若波罗蜜多故，得阿耨多罗三藐三菩提。故知般若波罗蜜多是大神咒，是大明咒，是无上咒，是无等等咒，能除一切苦，真实不虚。故说般若波罗蜜多咒，即说咒曰：嘎帝嘎帝帕拉嘎帝帕拉桑嘎帝波帝梭哈。
We do short meditation, okay, so as usual. So just try to breathe in and out, then try to bring your mind back. No, so do that few minutes.
现在呢，我们做一个几分钟的很简短的观修。我们要做的这个观修呢，就是我们平常做的那个数息观，哦，把我们的心呢，把我们的心原念于我们的呼吸。
So then, next one. So, visualize Buddha Shakyamuni in front of one space. Try to visualize clear as possible.
现在呢，观想在我们的前方的虚空中呢，现出本尊释迦牟尼佛。观想的越清晰越好。
So then, next one, so you can visualize the offering, intensive offering in the whole sky, the universe covered by the offering, you know, such as flower, incense, water, perfume, music, so fruit, visualize that.
接着呢，我们可以观想呢，从我们的自心呢，散发出供养天女。那供养呢，本师释迦牟尼佛对于本师释迦牟尼佛做出广大的供养。我们可以呢，这供养呢，遍布整个虚空，可以供养呢，花啦、香啦、涂香啦、音乐等等。
So then, next one, so you can think that you are making offering, all this offering to Buddha Shakyamuni.
这遍布虚空的供养呢，比如说那水供啦、花供啦、香供等等，它呢是遍满整个虚空，你就把这所有虚空般广大的供养呢，贡献给本师释迦牟尼佛。
So then, next one, so you can think that, around oneself, also think that all six realm sentient beings are there, such as animal, hungry ghosts, hell beings, human beings, suras, asuras. They're all there around us, so you can think that.
借着呢观想的六道众生呢就围绕在我们的身旁，地狱道的众生、恶鬼道的众生、畜生道的众生、人道的众生、阿修罗道的众生，还有天人道的众生呢，全部呢都围绕在我们的身旁。
Then, so to remember their kindness, you know, all the six sentient beings, so who help us not one time, numberless of time. As we mentioned last class, each and every sentient beings has been our mother. You know, each time their mother, they help us and sacrifice their life for us. You know, not one time, many times. So remember that.
这六道的众生呢，我们要忆念他们对我们的恩情。这些众生呢，过去世，从无始以来呢，都曾经当过我们的母亲。像在他们成为我们母亲的那一世呢，都为我们甚至牺牲了自己的生命。所以呢，他对我们是有很大的恩情的。
Then, next one, so then, developing this thought, the loving kindness in your mind, you know, may all sentient beings have happiness, and cause of happiness.
因为这样的意念呢，我们要对我们这六道的所有的众生呢，升起这个慈心，这个大慈心，愿所有的六道一切有情呢，都具足乐及快乐的因。
Then developing compassion, so may all sentient beings free from suffering and cause of suffering.
接着呢，我们要对这六道的众生呢升起大悲心，愿所有六道的一切有情呢都能远离苦及痛苦的因。
Okay, so next one, we recite Shakyamuni Mantra 7 times, so then that time visualize the nectar light rays come from Buddha Shakyamuni, into oneself and all six realm sentient beings, and by then purify the negative, all the emotion, thought, all the suffering, physical, mental, then root of the delusion, you know, or totally purified, so you can think that same time we recite the mantra.
接着呢，我们要念诵本师释迦牟尼佛的心咒七遍。在念这个本师释迦牟尼佛心咒的时候呢，我们也可以观想从本师的身体呢放出大光明，还有降下这个甘露。这大光明呢，照亮我们及所有的六道的众生。这甘露呢，也进入我们还有所有六道众生，净化了我们所有的业障，我们所有生理上的、心理上的所感受到的痛苦业障，我们所面对的无明的障碍等等，所有的这一切痛苦烦恼业障呢，都完完全全的随着这甘露呢，还有这光明呢，完全净化了。Tayata Om Muni Muni Maha Munaye Soma Tayata Om Muni Muni MahaCindy.
Which page?
161.
So, as my training, the first verses last time we did, determined to obtain the greatest possible benefit from all sentient beings, while most precious than the wish-fulfilling jewels, I shall hold them most dear at all times.
这上师讲的呢是修心八颂里面的第一颂。我于一切有情众，视之尤甚如意宝，愿成满彼究竟力，恒常心怀真爱情。
So, to have this thought, you know, to have this thought, you know, seeing all the time the sentient beings is more precious, you know, able to see that is most difficult practice.
所以呢，要有这样的心呢，这个心的升起呢，是非常困难，非常难去修行的。尤其是呢，我们要对待所有的众生呢，把每个众生当成是非常非常珍贵的。这样的心呢，是非常难去修行的。
So, if we see that, you know, if we're able to see each and every sentient beings, you know.Is the most precious one. We're able to see that, then that I think then we have the most happiness in this life, you know. We will be the most happiest person in the world.
如果呢，我们能对待每一个众生呢，把他们当作是最珍贵的。那么呢我们上师说这应该是我们这一世呢最大的快乐，或者可以这么说呢，我们是这个世界上的最快乐的人。
So again, of course, it's not easy to understand that. Not easy to realize this. You know, see all sentient beings precious than the wishful pulling jewels. Not easy. So one thing is toLearn and understand how can be all sentient beings is more precious than the wish-fulfilling jewel. One is to study, not to understand.
所以呢，要做到这一点是不容易的，尤其是要达到那个性解啊，对这一点有的性解是非常非常难得的。所以呢，尤其是当我们要记得呢，每一个众生呢，他们比如意宝呢更加更加的珍贵啊，这是非常难的。所以这一点我们要特别的去学习、去修行、去思维啊。为什么呢？我们说呢每一个众生呢比如意宝还来得珍贵，所以这是要去修、要去思维的。
So, or here, so.The paragraph is talking about if you hold, you know, the sentient beings is the most dear all time. If you're able to see that, you know, by seeing the benefit, what really you get, you know.
这个寄送呢，是要告诉我们要视众生为最珍贵的，这样呢，我们要能够看到这一点的利益或者这一点的胜利之处到底在哪里。
So also there's also mentioned in order to have this kind of realization, you must have great merit. You know, that's why always they mention in the very beginning.You know, the Guru Yoga practice, you know, then you do the Sabalin practice, basis on that, you do Sabalin practice, you know, then when you do that, then you accumulate instance merit, purify so much negative karma, you know, then after that you study, you think, you meditate, then easy to have the realization.
要达到这样的境界啊，要有这样的领悟呢，它是需要很大的福德啊。所以呢，通常我们想要累积大福德，我们是通过呢修行这个上师相应法。像我们修了这个上师相应法的时候，我们就做那个七支供养啊，我们会观想上师，然后做那个七支供养。这样的修行方法呢，是我们能够通过这样的修行方法呢，积累很大的福德。当我们积累很大的福德的时候呢，我们也同时呢净化我们的烦恼业障。这样，当我们去修行的时候呢，有了这个福德资粮，有这个净化业障的这个资粮呢，当我们去学习啊，去读经典呢，然后去思维的时候呢，我们呢比较容易啊，证入经典的那个要点。
So, so Buddha mentioned in the sutra, you know, so you give charity to other sentient beings, you know, how many the number of Ganges river, that kind of offering, the cloth, food, you know, give to the sentient beings, you know, eon of time, then is considered great benefit, great merit you accumulate. Then, but Buddha mentioned, if you meditate or you think Buddha in your mind, you know, or you see the painting of the Buddha or statue, then also praising to the Buddha and make offering to Buddha, the benefit is much greater than that.
佛呢曾经在佛经里面这样开示，如果有人呢有人布施所有的众生呢，常年呢累劫哈，布施啊，所有的众生食物啊，这个常年累劫是以恒河沙数来形容，以恒河沙数般的劫数啊，去布施众生所有的食物啦等等，这个人呢所累积的福德肯定是非常大的。可是呢，当有一个人呢，他只是去思维、去观想、去修佛，看到佛的雕塑啊、彩像啊等等哦，然后他对佛像呢做供养，这个后者所累积的福德呢，比前者的恒河沙数劫数的布施呢更大。
So here, so you know how to see.All sentient beings is the most dearest one. So, as mentioned last class, the very beginning, we should have, equal mind? No. Equanimity mind. Equanimity mind? You say no. Equanimous. Yeah, we should develop that equanimous.
这样我们应该怎么样去思维啊，去能达到这样视众生尤甚如意宝，就表示看众生是为最珍贵的呢？这样首先呢，我们就要去修我们这个心啊，怎么样去修呢？就是要修这个平等心。
Yeah, so how to have this equanimous, you know, so as mentioned last class, so you know, when you see our loved one and we see our enemy, so we have big different mind there, you know, different feeling. You know, when you look at your enemy, you know, too much attached there. So when you look at your enemy, so much anger, you know, just by appearance of that. You know, attachment and anger arise. Then our mind follow through to that. So because of that, we cannot equal our mind.
所以上堂课呢，我们讲过怎么样修这个平等心哦。因为首先我们就要让这个平等心呢能够升起。这样呢，在修这个平等心的时候呢，我们就要观想啊，我们所真爱的人和我们的敌人哦。当我们对待这两种人的时候呢，我们的心态是怎么样的？所以我们可以看见呢，我们对待这两种人是两种截然不同的心态。我们对我们所真爱的人呢，我们升起一个贪痴的那个心，可是对待我们的敌人呢，我们很容易就升起这个嗔心，所以我们就可以看到我们的心呢其实是不平等的。
So this naturally happened to in our mind, you know, for everyone, but should balance that. Without that, impossible to develop love and compassion. So one method, as just mentioned in the middle scope, you know, in samsara, there's no certainty. You know, there's no friend, enemy, there's no guarantee in samsara. You know, can be changed any moment, you know, can be changed. Friend to enemy, enemy to friend, can be changed. There's no certainty and guarantee, you know. So, by remembering that, then have to reduce attach and anger, man. Anger, yeah.
这是好像是每个人都会自然而然有这样的心态的，就是对我们真爱的人很贪执，对敌人会升起的嗔心哦。因为这样的缘故呢，所以我们就不能升起大慈心，还有我们的大悲心了。因为这样的心态呢，障碍了大悲心还有大慈心的升起。所以我们应该怎么样去对治呢？我们可以意念呢，我们在菩提道次第所修过的、所学过的，在轮回里面的一切无决定，这是其中的一个哈。我们在菩提道次第学过的，怎么讲无决定呢？比如说我们的朋友和敌人。可能今天这个人是我们的朋友，那明天他就可以变成我们的敌人，而我们的敌人呢也可以今天是敌人，明天变成朋友，他们的身份呢是可以随时更换的。如果我们能够想到这一点的话呢，能够意念这一点的话，这样我们对我们所真爱的人的贪执呢就会减轻，我们对于我们所痛恨和嗔恨的敌人呢，这种嗔心呢也就会减轻了。
So by thinking this reason, then there's no point, you know, one attached to your loved one so much, you know, and there's no point hating to your enemy so much.You know, by this logic, then you can, conclusion is that there's no point.
如果呢，能够以这样的原因啊，这样的理由呢，来幸福自己，轮回里面一切无决定，那么我们对我们所真爱的人呢，我们的那个贪执啊，就不会那么的深啊，我们对我们的敌人呢，就不会那么的恨，那么的去嗔。
So like that. Then another matter, you know, when your mind is not equal, you know, so much attached to the loved one, so much anger to the enemy, your mind cannot balance, you know. So then another method is, you know, what do you call, looking from the sentient being side, you know, from two sides.Enemy and loved one from their side. You know, they are equally same. You know, two of them is equally same from their side. They want happiness, but they don't want suffering. That's no different from their side. You know?
像另外一个法门呢，如果你觉得这个方法还不够，这样你可以用另外一个方法呢来对治这心的不平等啊。比如说我们对真爱人那种贪着的心理，那种贪执的心理，对敌人那种嗔恨的心理，我们就可以从敌人和真爱的人他们的角度来看，无论是所谓的敌人或者所谓我们真爱的人呢，他们其实都是一样的。怎么说他们是一样，他们是平等的呢？因为呢，作为人啊，他们都想到，作为众生，他们都想要得到快乐，他们都不想要痛苦，所以从这个角度出发呢，他们是一样的。
So looking that way, you know, also that help when you meditate like that, you know, from the two sides, they are equally same, you know, from the sentient being side, yeah. So, so therefore, from them side, they are equally same, so therefore,not so much attached to loved one. There's no reason to attach so much to the enemy, you know.
所以呢，如果我们从这样的角度来看，就从这两个方面来看呢，其实从敌人或者从真爱的人的角度来看呢，其实他们都是一样的，他们都是没有分别的。所以从这角度来看，他们是平等的。如果他们是平等的话呢，我们呢对他们就不应该有那么的贪着，对某一方面那么贪执，然后对另外一方面呢又这么嗔恨，因为他们其实都是一样的。
So then, next one, we think that, oh, but sentient being from their side equally same, but from my side is different. You know, then, that from your side also equally same, you know, from your perspective, from your side, also equally same. Because your loved one or enemy, they are equally same, you know, for you, you know, because there has been kind mother, you know, for oneself, you know, equally same. There has been your mother, not one time, numberless of time. So there has been mother, so from your side, equally same. There's no difference, so then why I need to attach so much to the loved one? So then why I need to so much anger to the enemy? You know? So then when you see this logic, then you're able to reduce your attachment and anger, you know?
这样你可能有人就会讲，哦，这么来说呢，正从众生的角度来看，那敌人啊，或者是真爱人的角度来看呢，哦，他们是平等的啦。可是对我自己来讲，我的这个角度来看，他们是不平等的。有些人可能就会这样讲，因为这个人对我好嘛，这个是我真爱人，这个是敌人嘛。而其实从你的角度来看，他们也是平等的。为什么呢？我们可以进一步去分析哦，进一步去分析，因为无论是敌人或者是真爱的人，他们对你来讲，从你的这个角度来看，他们也应该是平等的。因为呢，从无始以来哈，从过去世到现在，这些人呢，无论是你真爱的人或者是你的敌人，在过去世都曾经当过你的母亲。当他们是你的母亲的时候呢，他们把你当作是宝贝一样哦来珍爱哦，你是他最珍爱的宝贝，所以呢，他们对你的恩情都是一样的。所以呢，现在呢，今天呢，这个人你叫敌人，这个你叫你爱的人哦，所以你就不应该对你这一世你爱的人呢那么的贪执，然后这一世呢你比较恨一点的人呢那么的发起那么大的嗔心。如果你能意念他们过去是成为母亲对你的恩惠的话，那看到这样的逻辑的话，这样你对真爱的人的贪执就会减轻，对你的嗔恨的敌人这个嗔恨心也就会减轻了。
说来的so in samsara for our life, for example our life, so there's no beginning for our life. So therefore each time we take rebirth, we need to depend on the other sentient beings. So other mother like that, so each time we take rebirth, then we depend on the mother, So therefore, so in this way, so each and every sentient being has been your mother. You know, also they mention not one time, you know, even one sentient being has been your mother numberless of time. You know.
因为在轮回，我们讲这个轮回就是不断的、不断的死亡、不断的投生啊，这个叫轮回。这个轮回呢是没有起点的，找不到起点的，所以我们叫无始。所以从无始以来呢，到现在呢，在我们的每一次的生命中，在我们的每一次的投生中呢，我们都有一个母亲。这样我们都是在每一世的生命中呢，我们都靠着母亲给我们生命，养育我们，教导我们，我们靠着母亲来生存。所以呢，每个众生呢，这样看的话，因为是无始的很多很多次的投生，所以呢，每一个众生呢都有机会，都曾经当过我们的母亲。而且呢，他们当过我们母亲的次数呢不只是一世，就一次而已，而且是对一个众生来讲，他曾经当过我们的母亲呢很多很多次了。
说来的说 until we don't purify our karma and delusion, we need to take rebirth in samsara, you know, through the karma and delusion, we have to take that, yeah? Then we have to take rebirth, so again,We need to depend on other sentient beings. You know, they are going to be your mother in future, you know. Not one time, like a numberless of time, you know. They are going to be your mother, you know.
如果我们的业障或者是我们的烦恼障呢还没有断的话，还没有净化的话呢，我们就要不断的在这个轮回里面呢，这娑婆世界里面不断的轮回，不断的去投生。除非呢我们净化了我们所有的业障，我们断了我们的所有的烦恼，要不然呢我们肯定一直会不断的在轮回下去，不断的受生，不断的死亡投生。当我们会不断的去死亡，不断的去投生的时候呢，像每一次的投生呢，我们就要依靠其他的众生，我们需要其他的众生呢作为我们的母亲，给予我们生命呢，养育我们，教导我们。所以呢，这就告诉我们，在我们的所有的未来生里面呢，这其他的众生呢我们还是需要继续依靠他们的。
So we have to think like that, you know, so thinking like that, you know, has been mother in the past, numberless of time, going to be your mother, you know, until we are in samsara, they are going to be your mother, numberless of time, you know, so then, so you have to meditate like that, you know, then understand, you know, then conclusion understand each and every sentient being has been your mother.You know, to understand that, you know, has been my mother, you know, like that.
所以呢，我们需要了解到，如果我们的业和烦恼障还没有净化的话呢，我们还是在未来世里面，很多很多的未来世，未来的轮回里面呢，我们需要依靠其他的众生，我们需要得到其他众生的帮忙。所以呢，这些众生呢，过去是曾经当过我们的母亲很多很多次，在未来世，我们的未来世里面，他们将会继续成为我们的母亲很多很多次，不只是一世，是很多很多世。所以呢，这些众生呢，无论是真爱的人或者是敌人呢，将来哦，都会继续成为哦，我们的母亲很多很多次。所以呢，我们要这样的去修，这样的去思维，这样的思维呢，结果呢是什么呢？我们得到的结论是什么呢？就是每一位众生都曾经当过我们的母亲，每一位众生呢都曾经当过我的母亲很多很多很多次，他对我们都是有恩的。所以我们要有这样的最后的结论，我们叫做信解。
So, so this is a very important practice to develop bodhicitta, you know, to recognizing oneself is the mother. No. Recognizing all sentient beings has been one's mother. This is extremely important. You know, this is the most difficult practice, but this is, without that, you know, no. If we have this realization, recognizing all sentient beings, your mother, then rest, you know, what to call this, repaying their kindness, then remembering their kindness, repay their kindness, then love, compassion, the wholehearted result, then what to call the bodhicitta mind will easily to develop if you have this one. But you don't have this one, you know, the recognizing all sentient beings has been your mother. If you don't have this realization, then rest is impossible. You know.
所以呢，这样的信解呢是非常非常重要的一个修行。就是当我们修了平等心之后，每个众生的平等心之后呢，我们要进一步去修行，去看每一个众生呢曾经都当过我的母亲。所以呢，这就是发菩提心呢的重要的第一个步骤，就是我们讲的七重因果修法的第一个步骤，知母。这个第一个步呢，这个第一个阶段的这个信解呢，是非常非常难升起的，去很难去修行，很难去证悟的。可是呢，我们一定要有这个证悟，这样的信解，这样我们才可以继续依次地去修念恩、报恩、慈心、悲心、责任心和菩提心。因为呢，如果没有前面的基础，没有个第一步的基础，就是领悟、证悟所有的众生都曾经当过我们的母亲，这知母的这个领悟，后面阶段的那个心呢就不能升起。
OK, so 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 here again yeah, so we all say all the prayer, you know, we all say all mother sentient beings. Many of the prayers we can see that. But yeah, sometimes maybe you can think that, easy to think, maybe all my mother sentient beings. But real practice, you must go one by one, you know. In real practice, you must each and one, you know, has been mother, you know, like it's easy, your present life mother, you know it's mother, easy that. Then after that, you move to another one, your relative one, then your father, then you move to your enemy, you know, like that. Then you can see other like horse, elephants, what this donkey, dog, whatever we see, you know. Oh, there has been my mother. When you see each and every sentient being, oh, this has been my kind mother. You know, if we have this kind of mind, you know, then this is the way to, you know, really have some kind of understanding the first point.
所以当我们讲有了这个第一步知母的信解，怎么样才算是达到呢？有这样的信解呢？因为当我们在念祈祷文的时候，愿一切如母众生什么什么，对对对对，是很容易念的。可是呢，就有时候我们这样的心态也很容易升起，觉得很容易。可是，在真正的修行啊，在真正的修行，你去实修的时候，怎么样才算是达到的这第一步？就是说，可能这一生我们看我们的母亲，我们是很容易升起哦，这个慈爱的心哦，对我们这个母亲的慈爱的心，啊，可是呢，当我们这样修的时候，我们观想的对象呢是我们的母亲，这一生的母亲，然后我们就要把它转移到其他的众生啊，比如说我们的亲戚啦、朋友，然后呢转移到我们的父亲啊，这个父亲过去世也曾经是我们的母亲。然后呢，这样如果能够达到这样，就是他们都是我们很珍贵的，很爱惜我们的慈爱的母亲的时候，这样我们就要把我们的观想的对象呢转移到我们的敌人 如果我们能够观想到我们的敌人呢，也是好像我们这一生的母亲这样慈爱的话呢，啊，我们继续把我们的观想扩大。好，这样我们的观想如果能够继续扩大，要扩大到每一个众生。你想，诶，怎么扩大到每一个众生？我没有办法观想这样做。就当你能够达到在你的观想里面哦，每一个众生都要母亲上。当你出来，从你的观想出来，你看到，比如说你看到一条狗啊，或者是其他动物啊，你都能马上升起这个心态，哎，这是我过去是慈爱的母亲，你有他对待慈爱母亲那种心升起的话，而且是每一个众生都好像你慈爱的母亲的升起的话，这样呢，你就有了一点领悟知母的领悟了。你就证得了这个第一阶段。
So that, so then, the next one, about recognizing each and every sentient beings has been your mother. Then next one to remembering their kindness. The second practice, remembering their kindness.
当你达到第一阶段的时候，你看每一个众生都好像慈爱的母亲一样，你达到了这第一个阶段的修行知母的信解之后呢，你就可以继续修第二点了，就第二重因果，就是念恩。
So this one also, then you remember, you start from your own parents, this life parents. So,This life parent is not only this life, you know, there has been our parent numberless of time in the past. So each time there has been parent, so they help us numberless of time. You know, so by looking for this life parent, how much they help to us, you know, from young, from inside the womb, you know, like 9 months, then after come out, you know, we don't know how to talk.We don't know how to eat. So then how much they care us, you know? So, like that. Then giving all the education up to now, like that. So,
所以呢，第二步修要修的就是念恩法。这个念恩法呢，我们叫意念我们众生啊如母般的恩情。我们就从这一生的父母呢开始修，这一生的父母呢对我们给予我们的恩惠，我们就要先意念，我们这一生的父母呢不只是这一生是我们的父母，其实在很多过去生他们都曾经当过我们的父母，像当他们是我们的父母的时候呢，他都给予我们很大很大的帮助。比如说呢，我们在母亲的胎里面呢，十月，这母亲呢就吃得很小心，把我们照顾得很好。当我们从母胎出来的时候，我们小时候，我们不会讲话啦，甚至连吃东西也不会啦。这些呢都是我们的母亲呢，这父母亲呢在那边看着我们呢，然后教我们的，教我们讲吃啦，喂我们啦，教我们讲话啦，所以他都给我们无微不至的照顾。
So like that, so you can meditate like that, you know, so because of the parents, we're able to survive until now. Then you look deeper, of course, then to meet the Buddha Dharma, you know, to listen to teaching, you know, to create the merit, all this opportunity given by the parent.You know, because of parent, we are able to survive. You know, because of that, then we are able to meet, you know, Buddha Dharma. Able to practice, able to listen, so, able to give some precept, you know, creating cause to happiness, you know, all of this came from the parent kindness.
所以呢，我们就要这样的去意念。我们父母对我们的恩情，因为我们的父母呢的照顾，或者他给了我们的生命，所以呢我们才能够一直活到现在。这样呢活到现在呢，我们还有机会呢遇到佛法啦，听闻佛法啦，然后去做一点修行啊，去积累那个福德。这些机会呢都是因为呢我们父母呢给了我们这个肉身了。 所以我们要对我们父母感恩、哦、所以我们到现在活到现在、哦、能够遇佛法听闻佛法修习佛法，所以这些呢都是来自我们的父母的。
So like that, so you look your own parent first time, and imagine it like that. Then, you know, this parent also, you know, not one time, many lifetimes like that. So then you see this present parent is so kind, you know. If you look many past lives has been this kindness, so you, the kind, when you meditate, then you feel different, you know, the kindness become greater, you can see that. So like that, then,when you have good understanding on this, then move to the close one, like father, relative, so you know. So you can meditate like that, so there has been kind for us, not one time, numerous of time. So like that, then move to enemy, your own enemy, you know, so like that. Has been parent, each time parent, they have numerous of time, you know, to sacrifice their life to us, numerous of time.When you see like that, then you're able to see the kindness, you know.
所以呢，我们当我们修这个念恩的时候，也是从我们的这一世的父母呢开始修起。像我们意念呢，我们这一世的父母呢，不只是这一世是我们的父母，在很多过去世呢，都曾经当过我们的父母。所以就像在很多过去世呢的时候呢，就像这一世他们当父母的时候呢，都对我们非常的慈爱，给予我们很多的帮助。所以呢，当我们有了这样的很好的理解的时候呢，我们就可以把我们的观想对象呢扩展到我们的亲戚。像我们的亲朋戚友呢、哦、他们呢在过去世也曾经当过我们的父母，当他们是我们父母的时候呢，他都给我很多的关怀，很多的慈爱，给我们很多的帮助。当我们有很好的这个理解的时候呢，我们就把它扩展到我们的敌人、哦、就在我们观想里面扩展到我们敌人。这个我们的敌人呢，在过去世很多是其实曾经当过我们的父母，而且不只是一次，而且是很多很多次。像他们是我们父母的时候呢，也对我们呢给予我们无微不至的关怀和照顾，甚至呢也牺牲了自己的生命来保护我们啊，所以呢他对我们呢也是有很大的恩情的。
So like that. Then the third one, repaying their kindness.
当我们修到了这样的程度的时候呢，我们看到所有的众生呢，我们都会觉得哦，是我们的父母，我们要报，我们都念，可以念及他们的恩情的时候呢，我们就可以去修第三个阶段的修行，就报恩。
Okay, so about the kindness, you know, sometimes you look at how the animal, you know, they cherish their baby. Animal baby? Or what? Yeah, when you look at the bird and the other, you know, the cat, the rabbit, you know, dog, you know, then you see that, you know, when the mother, how much mother care their baby, you know. So like a bird, you know, when, even first time, of course, how they make the nest, you know, they look very carefully, they try to look very safely as much as possible, according to intelligence, you know. Then also they think about, you know, how to protect the rain, you know. So, some birds are very clever, so they make nests like that. Then they go from the below, you know, I don't know. Below, I think the whole idea is to protect the rain, this and that, so like that. So then, of course, then after they make the house, then of course, then they have the baby. Then of course, after that, they have to feed the baby, so they can apply so.So they go and hunt, you know, bring this different, you know, kill other animal and bring to you, you know, the babies, then they survive like that, you know. So like that, even all dog, all animal, you can see that. Even you are born in animal, you know, the mother have so many times, you know. Even sometimes If the, your baby, not the animal, the baby is danger, you know, sometimes, even they jump for their life, you know, if somebody kill, want to kill their baby, the mother will jump, you know, to kill themselves, sacrifice their life. So you can see that.
除了人道，我们可以看到动物道了，比如说畜生道了。畜生道呢，我们动物呢，其实呢他们自己呢对于自己的小宝宝他们都是非常的珍爱的。比如说我们可以看到我们平常生活中可以看到的猫啦、兔子啦、狗啦等等。看到他的这些猫妈妈还有兔子妈妈还有狗妈妈是怎么样的去照顾他们的小宝宝的。哦，他们会自己呢造这个窝啦，造这个巢啦，然后呢非常非常小心哦，小心翼翼的去照顾自己的小孩子哦，以他们的智慧啊，动物的智慧来照顾。所以就算是动物的话，他们呢也会尽自己最大的能力呢去照顾，然后去保护呢自己的孩子哦，他们造一个巢啦，免受风雨的侵袭啦等等哈。然后呢小宝宝出世的时候，比如说小鸟出世，然后小猫出世的时候呢他们会去找食物呢，去喂呢，喂自己的小宝宝。在去找食物的时候，他们就杀害其他的动物，杀其他更小的动物呢去喂自己的宝宝齁。所以就算是如果你的其中一生你曾经是一个动物的话，投生为一个畜生的话，你的那个动物的妈妈对你的照顾也是无微不至的。我们可以看到甚至是小动物，动物宝宝他们的生命受到威胁的时候，他们有危险的时候，那个小动物们呢，他们的妈妈都奋不顾身的去救他的小宝宝从高处上跳下来了，去阻挡敌人啊，甚至呢牺牲了自己的生命。所以就算是动物你投身为动物的话，你的妈妈对你的照顾呢也是无微不至，也是对你的恩情也是非常大的。
So like that. So then. So that one. So. Repaying their kindness. So when you look at other sentient beings in sixth realm, most of, everyone in the samsara, influenced by the karma and delusion, you know, then, not only that, you know, then they suffer by different kind of suffering, you know, suffering of pain, suffering of change, suffering of pervasive,pervasive, compounded suffering.
Conditional suffering.
Yeah, conditional suffering. So all sentient beings suffer by that. You know? Then you just don't care them, then only looking oneself to achieve liberation and just looking oneself happiness, then it's not correct. So therefore,I must help all these sentient beings free from vision of samsara, you know, so, and live, and bring them all to full enlightenment, you know.
所以当我们看这六道所有的众生，当讲六道所有的众生，就看这个轮回里面所有的众生啊，他们呢，这些我们的乳母般的众生啊，他们因为自己所造下的业还有他们的烦恼呢，所以呢被困在里面，所以他们感受到不同程度的痛苦。比如说呢，这所有的六道众生，他们感受到的苦所感受到的坏苦，还有所感受到的蕴苦，所以这三种不同的苦，所以呢不只是我们自己感受到痛苦，而是我们乳母般的众生呢，他们都感受到这样的痛苦。所以呢，我们希望呢，能为他们做一些东西，希望能够去帮助他们。这样给他们最好的帮助呢，就是帮助他们证悟佛果。
So here, so that kindness is the should offer to help sentient beings, you know, so not only temporarily, but thinking them to free from the ocean of samsara, you know, so that's the best to repay their kindness, you know.
所以呢，我们当我们讲报恩的时候呢，就是因为这乳母般的众生对我们的慈爱、关怀和帮助啊，所以我们想要去报答他们对我们的恩情。像我们报答他们的恩情呢，并不只是暂时的、短暂的帮助，我们希望给予的是他们永久性的那种帮助，希望他们能够从轮回中解脱出来。
So, then Ananda, so another, what calls the biggest obstacle to develop Buddhist mind, or loving kindness, is the self-cherishing, you know.
So, 呢，在修这个菩提心呢，最大的其中一个障碍呢，就是那个我爱心啊。因为在修这个菩提心呢，我们要修这个慈爱的心理，可是障碍这个慈爱的心理的升起呢，是这个我爱心，就爱自己的心。
So that we can see that when you meditate, you know, so you can visualize other sentient beings in front of you, then you look at, you know, what kind of mind arise in your mind, you know, looking oneself and the other, you know. That always we have this mind, you know, so cherishing oneself. Oneself is much important than the other, you know, we have this mind there, you know. From these two, you know, other and oneself.Always oneself much important than the other. We have this thought there.
所以当我们要修这个慈心的时候，就第四个慈心的时候，我们要怎样让这慈心的升起呢？因为这慈心呢是对治这个我爱心或爱自己的心呢，也就是我们讲的我执。所以在修这个慈心的时候呢，我们要观想众生在我们的前面，然后我们观察自己的心哦，来比较究竟是众生还是自己呢，你比较真爱。所以你会发现其实呢，你比较真爱的是自己，别人呢跟你比起来没有那么重要。
Yeah, this one, I mean, we see that when you think that, you know, immediately in your mind arise, myself is more important. Other you can ignore, you know. Oneself can ignore, you know. Cherish oneself so much, but other can be ignored, you know.So like that, we have so much this grasping, you know, cherishing oneself so much that thought arises.
所以当你这样去观修的时候，你会发现呢，其实呢，你觉得自己比较重要，你比较珍爱自己，而别人没有那么重要，他是不需要去那么去理会的。
So then, so now, so must reduce this. You know, must reduce the self-cherishing thought. You know.
所以呢，我们发现，当我们发现这一点的时候呢，我们就要想办法呢，去减轻这个我爱心。
So now, so again, how to reduce the self-cherishing thought is seeing that what called the disadvantage of the self-cherishing thought. Yeah.The pole of self-cherishing thought. Yeah.
怎么样去减轻这个我爱心呢？就是要看到这个我爱心所带给我们的坏处。
So when you look at, so then now here, so when you look at, because of the self-cherishing, because of this thought, you know, we've been circling in the samsara.You know, without break, you know, long period of time, circling samsara and suffer oneself. you know, because of this self-cherishing thought.
这个我爱心呢，到底有什么过患呢？因为呢，我们一直有这个我爱心，所以我们一直在轮回里面。这个我爱心呢，使我们长时间没有停止，无休止的在轮回中不停的打滚，然后一直不停的感受到苦。
So then you see that, you know, even you know, somehow we are fortunate, so able to achieve this special human rebirth in this life. But even that, then you have this because of cherishing thought, you know. Then we have so much attached to this samsaric thing. Because of self-cherishing, we have so much attachment to that this samsaric thing. You know, so also because of self-cherishing thought, we have so much grasping for this life, you know. So because of that, not able to practice Dharma, no? Then become your precious women rebirth, become empty. You know?
我们看到呢，因为这个我爱心呢，就算呢是我们得到这宝贵的人生啊，就因为这个我爱心呢，所以我们起了很深重的贪执。我们对轮回的事物呢起了这个贪心，然后我们非常执着于这样的贪，所以就执着于这一生。因为我们执着这一生呢，所以呢我们就不能去真正的修行，所以白白浪费了我们这个宝贵的人生。
So then so when you look, you know, when you really look, you know, why we circle, you knowin samsara, you know, what really make you circle in samsara, you know, and suffer. And numberless of time, when you look, who, you know, why, the whole boils down to because of self-cherishing, you know.
所以如果我们真正的去实修，去思维的话，因为什么我自己在轮回之中呢，一直不断投生受死，不断的在轮回中打滚。所以如果你真的去观察，去思维的话呢，你就会看到，哦，因为呢，我不断的轮回是因为有这个我爱心。
Okay, one is that. One is, as, actual cause of our happiness is the sentient beings who bring all the happiness to us. In the past, future, present happiness bring by the sentient beings, but we don't recognize that. And just we don't recognize, not only that, then we harm, you know, to the sentient beings, then we see sentient beings as enemy.Then we harm them, you know? In every angle we harm them, you know. So because of that, yeah, also not knowing oneself cherishing is the one who bring all the suffering. Then one is cherishing that, you know. So because of that, we have all this problem.
所以呢，为什么我们自己在一直在轮回中呢？因为呢，我们没有看到众生，就众生是我们真正快乐的因。好，众生呢，是我们过去世、现在世、未来世快乐的因。因为我们没有正确的认知这一点，这样呢，所以呢，我们呢就去伤害众生，伤害其他人，我们把他当作是敌人，然后有机会的话，我们就去伤害他们。也因为我们没有认识到这个我爱心，所以呢，它给我们带来了很大很大的痛苦。
So like that, so we can say that, you know, because of self-cherishing, so. So because of that, So whatever unpleasant, not criticized by other, or blamed by other, all this unhappiness, you know, so it came from the self-cherishing. Also all the harm, you know, spirit harm, you know, all this also came from our self-cherishing thought. Also then, whatever our sickness, physically, mentally, whatever disturbance we have, also it's come from our own mind, the self-cherishing thought. So,
因为呢，这个我爱心呢，所以呢，我们其实呢，可以让我们呢，遭遇到很多不如意的事情，比如说呢，被人批评啦，或被人怪罪啦，等等等等，其实呢，都是因为呢，这个我爱心的缘故，所以呢，我们感觉到我们受到伤害，所以呢，我们感觉到痛苦，无论是我们的生理上的痛苦或心理上的痛苦，我们感觉到我们受到干扰等等。这些干扰这些东西呢，它的来源呢，都是因为我们有这个我爱心。
So like that. So even, you know, so also like that, also not able to keep our bowel precept, not purely, you know, so because also, it's because of self-cherishing thought. Even your Dharma practice don't become well, you know, not doing well is because of all our self-cherishing, you know. So even taking rebirth in the lower realm, you know, then we have to suffer also this because of self-cherishing, you know. So because of self-cherishing thought, so we have all the problems, so.
所以呢，我们因为这个我爱心呢，所以我们不能持守清净的戒律啊。所以呢，我们对佛法的修行啊，当我们去修行的时候呢，我们修的不如法，就是没有如理的，不能够如理的去修行。也因为这样呢，这样的我爱心呢，所以呢，它导致我们投生到三恶道去。所以我们可以看到呢，我们所有的问题啊，它的根源都是来自这个我爱心。
So like that. So even our human life, you know, so, so we have sometimes this problem, you know, like quarreling each other, fighting, you know, saying bad thing to each other, so saying harsh word to each other. So all this came from the self-cherishing.
就算是这一生呢，我们可以看到我爱心呢，它是怎么样升起的？我们看到呢，我爱心呢，它变成什么呢？我们和别人争吵啦，或别人打架啦等等，或者我们讲别人的坏话啦，或者恶口等等，这些呢都是来自我爱心。
So, so again, you have to see how that happened. You know, so very basic, of course, you know.One wanted to be oneself happy, you know. I want all the good things for myself. I want all the happiness myself. I want all the good things myself. I want all the pleasant for myself, you know. So like that, we have this strong thought there, you know. So because of that, then with this thought, then you.Try to harm other, you know, you harm other person to achieve that, you know. Then you abuse them, you know, criticize them, you become more proud for them, proud, you become more proud, then harm them. So because of that, happen to oneself.
所以呢，它到底这些东西呢是怎么样发生的？它过程呢，它是怎么样的？因为呢。因为这个爱我的真爱自己的心理，我们叫这个我爱心呢，所以呢你想要自己呢得到快乐，你自己本身就有自己得到快乐，因为所有的好的东西呢都发生在自己身上，所有的东西呢很愿意的东西都发生在自己的身上， 因为有这样的强烈的信念，自己要好的不好的给别人，所以因为有这样的强烈的这样的我爱的信念呢，所以呢又为了达到这个目的呢，我们就去伤害别人，或者是我们去可能是去批评别人啊，或者是毁坏别人啊等等。
So then, because of that, you know, so much cherishing oneself, because of that, then you see somebody else who have all the good things. Then you feel some kind of jealous, the anger, you know, that arise.
所以呢，因为这样的我爱心呢，就看到呢别人呢享受到好的东西的时候呢，我们就有这个妒忌的心理会产生了，所以甚至呢，我们会起这个嗔心。
So here you can see that one of the strong self grasping for oneself. Then even you know somebody criticize, you know, just a small thing, you know, you cannot take it. Then you cannot bear it. You know, become so much anger to that. You know, even you have so much self cherishing. Then even somebody look, you know, leave it down. You know how they look at you, how they talk at you. You know.Then immediately you cannot take it, become so much impatient, and anger arise. You know, then if that happen, then you will see, you know, every around oneself look like enemy, you know, all look like unfriendly, all look like enemy, you know, so become like that. So then one suffer.
因为这强烈的执爱自我的心呢，强烈执爱自我的心，我们叫这个我爱心。所以呢，当我们看到别人有好的东西的时候，在享受好的东西或事物的时候，我们自己就不能忍受。或者你当你觉得呢，别人好像看不起你的时候，或看扁你的时候，你就会有这个嗔心呢，就很生气，和嗔心会升起。因为这样的嗔心的升起，所以你看周围的人，你看他们都看不顺眼，觉得他们都是你的敌人。所以呢，因为这样的我爱心呢，所以你感受到很大的痛苦。
So because of that, you know, so one have very strong this self-cherishing thought, only thinking oneself, you know, then it's very very difficult, you know, always have some problem there, you know.Even your mother, friend, mother, children also cannot get along, you know, also friendship cannot get along, you know that? You know, even the relative cannot get along, you know them? Like that, there's so much problem, you know, not happy each other like that.
因为这强烈的执爱自我的心，所以呢，你看东西的时候，你看到自己而已。你也只想到自己而已，所以呢，你就会有很多问题产生。所以呢，你和你的周围的人呢、啊，就有很多问题了。你就看你的父母亲啊，或者你的儿女啊，或者你朋友、你亲戚啊，你就觉得，哎，他们都，哎呀，所以总你就觉得他们好像哦，都是针对你，所以你就不能跟他们好好相处啊。你自己呢，就会遭遇到很多的问题。
So like that. Also then, also Kadamba master, they said, even the lamas, even the buddhas, even the gurus cannot help until you don't see yourself cherishing, is your enemy. You know, until you don't see that, even the gurus, even the lamas, even the buddhas nobody can help.
这葛当派的祖师就曾经说过，如果呢你不能看到执爱自我的心呢是你的敌人的话呢，你的喇嘛你或者是佛或者你的上师呢都不能帮助你。
So anyway, so what they're saying is whatever advice, you know, by Buddha'sAnd gurus, you know, doesn't go to your mind because you are just following your own self-cherishing thought. So therefore, nobody can help. The idea is that because you are just believing on your self-cherishing thought. You know, so because of that, nobody can help. You know.
为什么他们这样说呢？如果你不能看执爱自我的心是你的敌人的话，喇嘛、佛、上师都不能帮助你。这句话的意思呢，就是说，无论喇嘛或者佛，或者是你的上师啊，给你什么忠告啊、劝告或修行的方法，如果你有这个强烈的自我的心的话，他们所告诉你的东西呢，都不能进入你的内心。因为呢，你的心呢，是跟着爱我的心去走的。你被爱我的心呢牵着鼻子走，因为你相信这个爱我的心。
So like that. Then, but most of time, so this the reality is like that, but most of time we don't understand that. You know, so we don't think that our self-cherishing is the one who create all this problem. You know, this, all this enemy, all this created by our own self-cherishing thought, but we don't understand.You know, so but what, why that happens is because of self-cherish them, then we don't really care them, you know, we abuse them, you know, we don't care them, so because of that, so much enemy happen, and so many enemy happen to oneself. But we don't understand that, you know, but seeing, you know, the enemy is coming from them side, nothing to do with oneself, you know, we always believe that, you know.
因为大多数的时候呢，我们都没有这样的认知，我们都不会呢看这个执爱自我的心呢，我不会把它看作是我们的敌人，我们绝对呢不会这么想，因为我们有这个强烈的那个爱我的心，所以我们看不到这强烈爱我的心呢，给我们带来很多很多的问题，所以我们不明白为什么会这样，为什么它会因为这种东西会发生。因为我们看不到这个爱我的心，这个爱我的心呢是我们的敌人。那大多数的时候我们都不去管它，我们都不管它，所以呢我们就跟着这个爱我的心去走，然后呢去伤害的别人了，因为去伤害我们这所谓的敌人。因为我们觉得呢这个敌人呢，从他那方面来讲，他就是那个真正实实的敌人。
说来的说You can see that, you know, when you have this strong self-cherishing thought, so then we just follow that mind, you know, then wanting the happiness for this life, you know, then just wanting some kind of reputation and pain, you know, so always thinking that and following that and always that go try to achieve that, you know, and because of that, then we create so much negative karma, you know, not,creating virtues, but only creating the negative action, you know, to achieve all these things, you know.
所以当我们有这个强烈的爱我心的说的话呢，我们通常都会跟着这个爱我的心呢去走啦，我们就去追求啊这一生的东西啦，那我们追求这一生的名誉啦，所有的事情等等，我们觉得诶这个是我们应该得到的，我们是不是很好的，这样在追求这些东西的过程中呢，我们其实就造下了很多的恶业，所以我们其实是应该去造善业的，可是呢因为我们去追求这些东西，我们跟着爱我心去走，结果反而造下了很大的恶业。
So then, so, So here, so when you see that, you know, all this problem coming from self-cherishing thought, then you are able to reduce the self-cherishing thought, that if that happened, then you are able to practice Dharma. You know, able to practice Dharma. Once you are able to practice Dharma, then you are able to see the changes even this life, you know, the big changes you are able to see in this life.
所以呢，当我们能够看到我们所面对的问题呢，其实是源自这个爱我心的话呢，当有事情发生的时候， 有事情发生的时候，你就可以哦，这个是我的爱我心，我应该去怎么怎么做，所以你就可以开始修行了，就真正的修行了，这样你的爱我心呢就能够减轻了。所以当事情发生的时候，你能够有这样正确的认知，然后去修行，去对治你的爱我心的话呢，你就会看到这一生的转变了。
说来着，说
这个是很深的
啊
，very chin
啊，我来呗。
You said things happen, then you're able to see that, then you're able to start to practice. This is very chin.
嗯。Okay. Now some question. 啊。
所以大家现在有什么问题？可以问。
我来。
那个麦好像在这边。哎呀！
说，来。
No, I want to check the mic.
So I printed this.Will of the life, so it's more clear here. So maybe those who want, maybe they can have. Yeah.
Rinpoche bless the reading.
Yeah.
Shifu 已经印了一些那个生命之轮的图片，大家可以请回去。像刚才我问的是师父加持了吗？他讲他加持了，大家可以请回去，回去要摆在家里。
都
加持过的。
Those who wish to have this the
Manjushri. 还有文殊师利菩萨。Yellow Manjushri. 文殊师利的法相。
This one you already studied, so by looking then you understand what this means.
还有这生命之轮，大家上一堂前一次啊，前一系列的课上过了，所以大家看到图画应该讲得出了哈，是什么东西。
Those who need them can have, yeah.
所以大家可以把它放在你的佛台上啊。大家可以问问题啊，可以。Okay. 这师兄的问题就是，每次我们都听到在上这个课的时候，都听到出离心，出离心，到底什么是出离心？We have heard of. First of all, she can ask question that is not related to today's talk.Okay. Then her question is, every time we listen to Dharma talk, then talk about renunciation. So what exactly is renunciation?
So, I think renunciation. I mean, to so that means maybe simple way, yeah, not to attach, yeah, the whole point maybe not to attach.
So, 当我们讲、yeah. 出离心的时候呢，如果我们要很简单的来说，就是不要有、贪执的心理。
Yeah, so when you say renounce your friend, it sounds funny, but renounce your friend. So that doesn't mean you don't talk to the friend. Yeah. It doesn't mean you don't relate to the friend. You don't mean don't go with the friend. It doesn't mean that.You know, but whole idea is renounce means don't attach. Yeah, so I take it.
所以当我们讲这个出离心的时候有就如果用英文来讲就 renounce your friends, 就是你要出离你的朋友，如果是直接翻讲出离朋友，那这是一个很怪的那种想法。其实呢我们讲这出离心就如果是以朋友来说呢，就是不要对自己的朋友呢产生这个强烈的执着的个心。所以呢以出离心的角度来看，我们呢并不是说，如果出离心升起，并不是说你不要和朋友讲话，不要和朋友沟通，不要和朋友交往，都不是。而是呢你对你的朋友不要升起这个执着的心理。
Yeah, so it is same thing. Renounce your body. It doesn't mean don't keep your body. Yeah, we need the body, but renounce your body means don't attach to your body. So same thing. So same thing like renounce this life. So that means same thing. It doesn't mean you don't need this life. It doesn't mean that. You know, destroy your this life doesn't mean that. You know, but whole idea is don't attach.To this line, you know?
所以当我们讲有这出离心，若以我们的身体这个角度来看，并不说要把这个身体给丢掉了，不要管它了等等，不是的。而是呢我们对于我们的这个身体这个肉身呢，不要起这个贪执的心理。所以呢比如说我们讲要出离这一身，并且讲要舍弃这一身，他并不是讲舍弃这一身的，比如说这一身不好啦，我们把它丢掉啦，或者毁坏这一身，并不是这样的，而是对这一身呢，我们不要起那个贪执的这个心。
Yeah, so you have to understand that by attaching one's body, you know, so attached to the one friend, attached to the only this life, you know that. Then it's difficult, you know, bring so much problem, as we mentioned before, bring so much problem to oneself, you know, and also bring so much problem to other, you know.
所以呢，当我们对我们的这个身体啊，或者对我们的朋友，或者对这身呢起的这个贪执的心理的话呢，我们会面对很多的问题，因为这样贪执的心理呢，会给我们自己带来问题，会给我们身边的人，会给别人带来问题。
So like that. So sometimes, you know, you don't really think deeply, then sometimes we don't understand that. We don't see how the attachment bring the problem. We don't understand that. But reality, the attachment is the one who bring all the problem.Attached to this life, attached to your body, attached to oneself, you know, so this brings all the problem, you know.
这很多时候或者是我们都没有去真正的去思维啊，去思考深一层的去思考就贪执呢到底会有什么问题，通常我们都不会去想了，都不会去分析的。可是实际的情况是因为我们贪执我们的身体，我们贪执我们的朋友，贪执这一生，结果呢，它给我们带来很多很多的问题。
Okay. All right. Yeah.
可以吗？这样讲。其他的你自己回家去想。你可以进一步去想。
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. One more question. If not, then I'm going to stop. Huh?
还有没有其他的问题？啊。你要帮蛇还是帮青蛙？之后他就被车碾死了。所以你的问题是什么？哦哦。Her question is, she has two questions. Basically, she's asking, when you meet with such situation, how would you do? What should you do? Okay, she related an incident where near her house, she stays somewhere near Tanah Merah MRT. 2 months ago, when she walked past there, she saw a snake biting a frog. So the frog trying to protect itself, so it bloated itself so that the snake won't be able to swallow it. So it gets stuck, you know, the snake cannot open its mouth big enough to swallow the frog. Then the frog bloated, so it got stuck. Then she's trying to help, but she doesn't know whether to help the frog or help the snake. So she was stuck there for 10 minutes. And she just, in the days, she didn't know what to do. So in the end, she gave up, she walked away. So this is the first question. So when you meet with such situation, what should you do? Or what can you do? First question.
And second one?
Second question happens 20 years back when she was still living in Malaysia. There was a two-way traffic route, and there was this big snake. I think it's a water snake, a very big one. And she's trying, this big water snake was trying to cross the road. And both ways the traffic is quite heavy. So actually she has this chance to save the snake, but she didn't. She was just hesitating and standing there, you know, thinking of what to do and all this, or whether to help or not to help. So in the end, the snake was rolled over. Yeah, by the car lorry or whatever lah, by the vehicles. So the snake died. So she felt very guilty, because if if it is a little cat or a little dog, no, we won't be so frightened. We readily give our help and all this. But because it's a snake, so we are frightened. No, we may get bitten by the snake and all this. We don't know what kind of snake it is. So we are trying to protect ourselves. So we didn't help. So as a result, the snake died. So if someone meet with such a situation, how should you do? Shall we protect ourselves first? Or try to save the snake and we get bitten by the snake? Or something like that. Because it's cat and dog, it's okay. They won't bite us.
What Kimo will do? What Kimo will do?
Kimo can't solve their karma, so let them be. The snake and the frog has their own karma.
So next time they don't help you, know? When a snake bites you, they don't have your karma. Yeah, I mean, of course, if that possibility, you know, not to kill both, yeah, to help, you know, separate them, you know. If possible, then have to separate. Already eaten, the frog eaten by the snake, then of course you can't do much, you know. If they're going to eat, you're able to protect both, you know, without harming oneself, then you have to try the method, you know. It doesn't mean you have to go and hold the snake from your hand, no, but a different method you can use. You know, you can ask other people to help. I don't know. You know, I mean.
But her question is, the snake needs food. If it helps the frog escape, then the snake has no food to eat.
That's not the reason. Yeah, the snake will find your own food, you know. Without having this frog, the snake won't die.
The snake won't? Won't buy anything?
Without having the snake, the frog snake won't die. You'll find other food. Yeah.
Okay. 如果能够有机会可以帮助的话，但我们就可以帮助了，帮助他们哦，就是把他们两个分开了哦。不过你要大胆啦，你不要怕啦哦，你就把他们分开来。可是如果那青蛙已经被咬了，已经被吃了，这样你就什么都不能做了吗？你不懂他的毒牙有没有咳下去了吗？他毒牙弄下去的时候，他的毒液进去那个你看不到吗？啊，所以如果他那条蛇只是要吃，还没有开始吃，这样你可以给予保护的话，你就两个都保护，把他们分开来了，要把他赶走什么了之类的了。好，如果你什么都不能做的话，你就。
Yeah, so of course the answer is that, you know, much as possible not to harm both, yeah. So it is that to separate them, not to harm. When you see that if possible, then try your best method to save both, yeah.
所以如果可以的话，你就把他们两个分开，然后不要伤害他们了。因为那个你不用担心那个蛇没有东西吃啊，蛇可以去找别的东西吃的。那青蛙也可以去找自己别的东西吃的。什么？哦。嗯，你可以讲啊。所以他这个是发生以前还是发生以后？
他已经发生了嘛？在嘴巴里面拿不小发生的，就是他们吃下去了，所以他们才说还没有发生。
哦 ，OK。
痰和水已经掺在一起了，怎么不算发生？
哦，所以不可以从他口里面给拔出来的。Auntie Lianhua says that since the snake has already bitten the frog and is already inside the mouth, so it has already happened. So there's no way we can separate them, because even if you separate them, the frog will die. So we just have to let it be. But if the snake has not eaten the frog yet, it's still chasing, only we can separate them.
That's why. Already eaten, cannot save, then can't do much. My point is, able to save, then try. Cannot save, then can't do much.
So she said that, so the only thing is to walk quietly away.
You can make prayer. If something you can't do much, then you just make your prayer. That's all.
你可以为他们祈福的。你可以把念些咒啊什么啊回向给他们的。
Whole idea is this. If something you can do, able to do, then should help. You know, idea is that you really cannot help them, can't do much. You know.
如果你有机会有这能力去做一点东西，为他们做一点东西的话，你就去做。如果是没有机会了，不可能的，就没有办法了。She says she can't do anything. She can only chant Om Mani Padme Hum.
See how on your ability.
所以你就根据自己的能力吧，去做吧。
Okay.
Then the second question. The water snake. Because it's a snake.So she is afraid that she will be bitten by the snake. So she didn't actually rush to save the snake. But if it's a dog or a rabbit or whatever, we won't hesitate.
He would save.
No, this incident happened 20 years back when she was still living in Malaysia and she was on this two-way traffic road. And one side there was a little stream and all this. Then the other side, the snake is trying to cross the road.Then she was walking, she saw the snake going. Then there was this vehicle coming on both sides. So if she still has this chance and this time to help the snake, but she didn't, she hesitated because she is afraid that she will be bitten by the snake. And she didn't know whether the snake was poisonous or not. So when she was hesitating, the vehicle came and smashed the snake. And she felt very guilty about it.Because she could have done something, but she didn't do.
Yeah, like that. I don't know. You have to see the situation. Of course, sometimes you can stop the vehicle there, you know. So you can stand middle of the road, can stop the vehicle.If you want to do possible, and how brave you are, you don't have to be told, but you can stay there.
Okay, 你的第二个问题就是说，20年前在马来西亚的时候，有一个双向的路了，这样有一条蛇缝是水蛇什么？你猜它是水蛇要过马路，这样你没有去帮助它，因为来往了两边都有车，这样你有办法去阻止它，可是没有这怀疑，因为你怕被蛇咬嘛。所以结果你在那边迟疑的时候，那条蛇被车碾死了，对吗 ？OK， 这样，人们觉得答案是，其实你这种东西，如果你要去帮助，你要看情况而定。这样其实你是可以跑到路中央去制止那个车的，你可以叫他们停下来的。那蛇已经死掉了。太快了。Because it happened too fast. She actually thought of your method. But by the time she thought of this method, the snake died.
Anyway,
because she was frightened.
My point is already done, it's done. I can't do anything. Yeah? So in future...The snake crossing the road. If you see that, you stand middle of the road. Then you announce for everyone, a snake crossing the road, please stop.
因为这已经发生了，都不能挽回了。如果东西不能挽回了，我们就没有办法做任何东西了。哦，只是很难过，就没有办法了。所以以后如果有这种东西发生的话，你就当机立断，跑那边阻止他们。哦，有蛇要过马路，要大声喊啊！
Take only 2 minutes to cross. Wait for 2 minutes. Then the snake cross. Then they can go.
你给那条蛇2分钟过马路。跟他讲停，给他们2分钟啊，给蛇2分钟啊。
Anyway, yeah, I mean, it's not easy. Sometimes, of course, not easy. Sometimes we're too late. You know, when everything happen, we think next time. Sometimes we're too late. So this happen. Yeah, not that. So sometimes we cannot sit because we're not brave enough. Sometimes we're not skillful. So that's where many difficult to help others also. Same time, yeah.
所以呢，要帬助其他众生，有时候是不容易的，因为有时候呢，我们反应太过慢，哦，或者是有时候事情已经发生了，我们才想到那个方法。所以呢，我们就想，如果已经发生了，下一次了，然后下一次我就机警一点，我就机灵一点哦，这样有时候是因为我们不够勇敢，因为我们害怕嘛，自己害怕性，所以我们有时候不够善巧，没有想到很好的方法。所以我们要看那个情况而定了，所以下次我们聪明一点咯。
Oh yeah, stop here.
你今天就讲到这里。Next week, no lesson. The SMS says no lesson.
Okay.
Because it's His Holiness' birthday. 啊？什么？啊，没什么的 ，but you put His Holiness' birthday.Okay,
this two Sunday, this coming Sunday, next Sunday, there's no class.
Oh, two Sundays. Okay, 下个星期和后个星期都没有课，因为下个星期我们要庆祝达赖喇嘛尊者的生日，所以两点是吗？所以2:30有那个药师佛法会。因为庆祝尊者达喇嘛的生日，所以下个星期没有课，后个星期也没有课。哇，达玛佛 senior 有啊，下个星期达玛佛 senior 乐灵乐法日早上10:30还是照旧，可是下午没有，因为下午2:30我们要有这个药师佛法会庆祝达赖喇嘛尊者生日，所以就没有办法有课，后个星期也没有课。哇呀哇啦。
There's no class, yeah. To Sunday, yeah.
The second Sunday, no class.
Yeah.
Holiday?
Okay, to the dedication, oh. Yeah.
Oh, you're doing new day, is it? About 2-3 hours, this. New day, right? The second way is because of new day, right?So no lesson.
Yeah, whatever reason.
下个星期是达赖喇嘛尊者生日，所以药师佛法会，所以没有课。后个星期是因为我们这里有闭关，我们那个千手千眼观世音闭关。我不懂你们有没有报名？所以闭关在这里，所以他们整栋楼都是他们用，所以我们就可以用了。所以我们第三个星期我们才继续，我们会讲第二个诵记，我们八诵只讲了第一个。Dedication,
yeah.
现在我们做回向，请打开这个比较大的本子。第32面。32面 page 32回向，愿以此功德普及于一切，我等与众生皆共成佛道， 愿此珍贵菩提心，未生令其速生起，已生令其不退转，辗转增上恒滋长。三十四面，勇猛文殊如宝了诸法，大行普贤菩萨亦如是，未能随从彼等清净学，我将此等善根皆回向，正如一切三十善事佛所赞种种回向中最甚，未行普贤行我亦如是，将此善根个个皆回向。谢谢大家，我们第三个星期天见。